The Stolen Child by Lisa Carey, read by Caroline Lennon. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. The Stolen Child, William Butler Yeats. Part 1. St. Bridget's Island. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. The Lake of Innisfree, William Butler Yeats. Prologue. May 1960. The day of the evacuation, the 1st of May 1960, dawned cloudless and still. Weather so fine, the islanders said it was stolen. St. Bridget's Island, perched like a jagged accident above the water, all grass and rock, no beach to ease the passage of a boat, no harbour to shelter it once there. 12 miles west of Ireland, at times nearly impossible to get to, and just as deadly to try to leave. It was the whim of the wind and the swelling sea that determined who landed there and who was let go. The islanders were apt to say it was not the weather at all that decided such things. Something else, they believed.